So tell us your story, Jeff. You're in Vancouver now. You born and raised Vancouver. Where are you from?
No, I'm a Prairie boy. I'm from Edmonton originally and moved to London for a brief stint when I was working in marketing and then Vancouver for acting. So, yeah, a little about me. I live not in Vancouver. I'm out in Richmond. And the reason being is I'm closer to my plot of land that I rent. So I grow all my own fruit and veg. I do a lot of pickling and all that kind of stuff. I brought the guys in here some jam today.
You sure did.
Like, my background's Ukrainian and German. So for me, I love to cook. And cook for friends, cook for family.
Dates.
Yeah, anybody,
yes.
Really.
Cook
for anybody dates. Who wants to eat my food, I will cook for.
Okay. How old are you, Jeff?
35.
And, like, would you mind dating an actor?
Well, I have stories about that, actually. yeah, no, I honestly, I would if it's somebody who is also, you know, they're following their own path, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm more film and TV and commercial. If they're doing theater, that's fantastic. It depends on what they're doing. But ultimately, yeah, honestly, anybody, really.
Okay, so the goal here with 12 Dates in 12 Months is to find love for Jeff. Tell us about your kind of guy. What kind of guy are you into? What are you looking for? What do you want us to try and dig up in the JR family for you?
So I think ultimately it would be a combination of, like, Sam Hunt and Dean Brody and McDreamy.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, but is that looks-wise, sounds-wise, attitude-wise? Like, what are you saying there?
Kind of all of the above. Like, the thing is, like, I'm so family-oriented, so I want somebody who loves people, loves to have fun, loves to go on adventures. With my industry, like, it's unfortunate because everything's last minute. You know, you get an audition and then it's like, I gotta cancel this. Boom.
What would be, like, your ideal date? And would you expect that person? I mean, obviously, Doc and I are gonna take care of the first date. But
yeah.
Going forward, would you wanna be with someone who does the planning? Would you expect him to do the planning of the dates? Or would you be more
so
the planner?
Coming from a project management background.
Yeah. You're gonna be the planner.
No, that's the thing. Actually, I want people to surprise me.
Okay.
Like, I love sports. Like, I played softball down in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving there every weekend. So this is open to Americans as well. I know you guys have American.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay, here we go.
I am all across the board. Because honestly, I haven't dated in almost 6 years.
Okay, so you're fresh back on the market.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready to be back on the market.
And I'm also a good, I'm not Christian, but I'd be a good Christian boy. Like,
okay.
He'll be whatever you want him to be.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
But I just mean in the sense, though, like, I have very strong values, so I also don't. Like, I have no online presence aside from social media, but like, in terms of dating, I don't do any of that.
So, talking about your schedule and being an actor and having to be able to drop everything at the drop of a hat and go do a role, is that why you've been single for 6 years or whatever?
No. Okay, so, and here comes the... So ultimately, I want the magic and...
Like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quintessentially, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I come from a family where my parents met on a tennis court. My grandparents met at barn dances.
Oh.
I want something old-fashioned.
You want that moment.
Yeah.
Tell us, like, maybe three things that you would see in someone else and immediately know that it's not going to work out.
Like deal breakers.
Deal breakers. And be
only
honest,
three, Jeff.
People are listening now and they might want to sign up, so let's make sure we get the truth out there about you, Jeff.
So a lack of motivation.
Okay.
Oh, God. Quoting Mean Girls. but I'm a pusher. I'm a pusher. I strive
I love
for
it.
Betterment for
yes.
myself and everybody around me. So
perfect.
I want somebody who will meet me there.
Good.
Right? And so if they're not able to do that, it's not going to work out.